From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. This month, the Senior Produce Program returned to the Caldwell Farm to Fork Market for its third year, providing fresh fruit, vegetables, eggs, and a lot more for free to seniors. Now, fresh produce isn't the only benefit of this program. So joining us to tell us more is Lindsay McConnell-Sung, the Health Equity Director for University of Idaho and coordinator for the Senior Produce Program. Lindsay, welcome. So Lindsay, for folks who aren't familiar with the program, how does it work?
Right. So we have, through our local sponsors, the ability to be at the Caldwell Farm to Fork Market each week, June through September. And we are able to provide vouchers to seniors 60 and over to use then like cash to purchase fruits and vegetables, which includes eggs and mushrooms and honey, from our local produce vendors there at the market. And it's super accessible, really simple, and it's just been a fantastic program.
So how much are the vouchers worth?
Yeah, so our first 2 years, we had $6 in vouchers weekly, but we were able to secure additional funding for this year. And so we've bumped that up to $8 per household per week. And we are able to serve more households this year as well. So we're up to 120 households that we can serve weekly.
So tell us why this program was started in the first place.
Yeah, well, we had some members at the Caldwell Health Coalition who were recognizing just how much the pandemic impacted our seniors for a variety of reasons, and especially nutritionally. And Idaho is one of only three states that does not participate in a similar program through the USDA for a farmers market senior nutrition program. And for a variety of reasons, it just wasn't an option for Idaho. And so we decided to create our own and address that needed support for our seniors through this program.
So what kind of impact does the program have in the lives of the seniors that participate?
Well, you know, we obviously expected this nutritional and perhaps financial impact for our seniors, but our team at University of Idaho Extension actually this past year after our second season did some focus groups with participants, vendors, and volunteers, and we were pleasantly surprised to find that the impact of the program was going far beyond that. So in addition to that nutrition and financial piece, our seniors are experiencing physical benefits, right? They're getting out of the house. Mm-hmm. They're walking around the market. It's a big event every Tuesday at Indian Creek Plaza. Our volunteers, our students and youth that are volunteering are experiencing these kind of educational and professional benefits. But by and large, what we heard over and over from all participants was that the most powerful piece of this program was the social impact and the sense of community that it was building. Our seniors really felt that they were increasing their sense of belonging, that they were welcomed, that they were valued. It was just a very positive experience for them. And that was just fantastic to see.
So what about the vendors? How do they feel about this program?
Our vendors that have participated in the program have, so far from conversations I've had and in the focus groups, have had nothing but positive things to say. We've heard from a number of them that anywhere from one third to one half of their revenue at the market is coming directly from this program. So there's certainly that financial benefit there, but they also reiterated that aspect of community and how much they have appreciated and enjoyed getting to know these seniors, because so many of them come week after week. We had a number of folks who, you know, filled their punch card for the whole season, where they were there every week because it meant so much to them.
So is it only seniors who live in Caldwell that can take part in this program? How does that aspect of it work?
No, we don't have any restrictions in terms of where you live. You know, sometimes there's people visiting from out of state and they stop by and they get vouchers as well. Certainly, the majority of folks who are participating are Caldwell residents. We do ask that in a brief survey, their first time participating. But we have folks from all over the valley coming in and visiting the booth.
So what have your seniors who participate say about this program? Any feedback from them?
Yes. Yeah. And it's been really fun to get to know them just over, 3 years. There's folks that have been participating every year. But as far as the nutrition goes, they're talking about just how great it's been to make these fresh foods, and that they have the ability to do that. They're shopping at other vendor booths as well and taking pictures of, the salads that they're making with the fresh produce. One of my favorite quotes from one of our seniors was saying that getting to the market and coming up to the booth was like visiting the Cheers bar, but in a healthy way. they know your name, and it's the first welcome that they get when they come to the market, and it just sets the tone for the whole event. And it's been great to see that week after week, and now at this point, year after year.
So I know you have a lot of volunteers, right, that help with the program. So tell us about that aspect of it.
We do. Our first year, being a pilot program, it was a little tricky getting the word out, and we were doing, a lot of the work ourselves. The second year, things went great. We expanded our ability to reach some of those volunteers. And this year, I had people contacting me months before I even had anything put together for our volunteer setup, asking me when they could sign up. So we have folks from local businesses who just bring their whole team and they want to, reserve their spot at the booth for several weeks. I've got youth from the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council and the local high schools, 4-H health advocates. 35% of our volunteers last year were youth. And then just other local residents who just want to be involved and have seen just what a great experience it is. There's really no downside.
Well, so I only have about a minute left with you. What is your hope for the program moving forward?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of potential for this already growing. I mean, we increased our funding from $10,000 last year to $15,000 this year. Many thanks to City of Caldwell, St. Luke's, and Intermountain Seltzer Health for their support. But really, we're just looking at sustainability. As a pilot program, you want to secure that longer term funding, that larger funding to make it last. But we also know that what comes with that sometimes is a lot of restrictions and requirements. And it's really important to us to keep this program simple and accessible. We don't want it to change. So my hope is that we can continue with that local sponsorship and have some sustainability there, because I think it's also really important for our participants to make that connection, with a logo or a name that they see in the community frequently.
Thank you for coming in and giving us an update on this program. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.